You are listening to Affirmations for Living with Edvige, where each week you're invited to join in our upbeat discussion as we look deeper into spiritually based principles that can change your life. We know that change can open doorways to new beginnings, and we are dedicated to helping you make the changes needed to improve your life. And now, here is your host, Reverend Dr. Edvige. Welcome, everyone. I'm Dr. Edvige, and you are listening to Affirmations for Living, where we have upbeat discussions with some of the world's most spiritually enlightened people, looking deeper into principles that can change your life, offering you tools that will support the manifestation of your dreams and your desires. Today's show is about awakening, or the evolution of man. You see, the soul's purpose of life is ascension, the liberation from matter, ignorance, and suffering, and from the wheel of birth and death. Yet, being attached to the illusion of separation, we are kept from this. In every moment, this illusion is reinforced by what is reflected back at us by various pairs of what is perceived as opposites. There's good and evil, right and wrong, light and dark, friend and foe, victim and aggressor, and it goes on and on. We have to break free from this illusion. My guest today simply goes by Seer in Me, for he is a man with the ability to know the truth of another's life, regardless of what you may say or do, right? Regardless of the story that you choose to tell. This ability allows him to walk you through your fear of what is in your way. He says that he does not require the story that you've been telling. He only asks that you be present and willing to allow true transition from this. You know, he also really loves working with children, you know, those troubled teens and the adolescents who may be stuck at different places in their life and acting out with all sorts of issues that they may have. So without further ado, I'm going to bring in my guest. Hello and welcome.
Oh, hello, Edvige. How are you?
I am well, thank you.
Oh, good. It's really good to be here with you.
I am delighted to have you on. We have become friends, and so it is truly an honor to have you and what you give to the world to share it with the audience. So thank you. Oh,
well,
thank you.
Well, you give quite a bit yourself, so I'm honored to share this with you.
Thank you. And so just because we want to be transparent, you are actually out of the country. And so the clarity of this call, there might be noise in the background. Listeners, just be patient with us and have compassion for us because we are doing this in two separate places of the world right now and with, you know, not necessarily the best of a situation, but we're going to give you our best in this moment.
Always.
So, always. So, you heard the title of the show, Awakening or the Evolution of Man, as it were, because really that's what it's about. We are evolving as a species. We are awakening. But give us your take on, I like how you break it up, awakening. So, just really describe that to us, if you would.
Well, you know, if one were to just visualize the energetics of the whole process, you would literally see it coming in as a wave, like the wake of the ocean or the wake of any type of energy that's coming at you. It literally comes in a wave. If you take the word awaken and break it apart, you have which is I, which is literally me, wake. So it is your energetic wake that we are looking at as you awaken. It is literally about you and your energy literally moving in to that awakening place, of that rise in your frequency, the rise in your harmonics.
Beautiful. And, you know, that leads me to my book, You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening, because that depicts and that tells my story of my awakening and how it was so beautiful with, you know, beings coming in and visitations and turning things on and activating things and clearing things and raising my vibration and raising my frequency for me to have my awakening, for my light body to move into me as yours has moved into you. So it is a wave, an undulation as we go through this process. You know, that leads me to a question, because I received an email from a client earlier and I answered it, but I know that she will be listening to this. And without giving her name, she said, "What is this pendulum? One moment I feel, you know, high vibration, and then the next moment I'm at the lowest of lows, and it seems to be going back and forth."
Right.
And is that normal?
Well, there is no such thing as normal. Okay. That's the key. There is no normal. All right. There is only your own process. And most of us, because we live in duality, we are swinging in that pendulum, that extreme high, that extreme low. What we are doing is we are letting go or clearing out a lot of things. You find that a lot of people, I actually had a client email me that he was feeling so alone and alone and alone. And it was just simply that he had gone through such a process of clearing that right now there is no one that he can reach out to. The newness of who he is settling. And that swinging is so that each time you swing, you let go on each side. And each time you let go, or you don't take it on as being your stuff, it was just a lesson. Or, oh, you observe it. Oh, yes, that did happen. Okay, thanks. Then you begin to allow the pendulum to slow the swing, and you come back down to 0 point.
To 0 point. You know, that's so interesting. So, you know, that reminds me of the story where the beings told me to disconnect from an uneven temper and to stay centered and balanced in my heart. I allowed something as simple as a flat tire to bother me. And so you have to get to the point where you are neutral, the detached observer, and you live in the space of your heart, understanding that those things that no longer served you on the, you know, both sides of the duality, that you've released and cleared.
Yes.
Beautiful.
So see, they show up again, Edvige. As you go through the process, they show up again. And what they are doing is allotting you the opportunity to either say, yes, I want to have you again in my life, or no, I'm making a new choice. I am going to go on. I am ready to awaken.
Absolutely. And so then, okay, moving in the same direction. So once you've, and I call it reaching critical mass, if you will.
Right.
You've cleared enough stuff. You've raised your vibration enough. You've been in that place and you've reached, say, 51% of you now is more clear, more raised frequency. Then that's when you're really starting to be balanced, and when you are going to really stay in that place, like for me, where I'm pulsing and vibrating and feeling this energy of source and the flow 24/7, to be quite honest.
Yes, yes. Well, see, for you, it is different. I mean, and it is different for each of us, Edvige.
Okay.
Depending where we really are stuck, or one of the places, because we're stuck in many of them, is that we are always looking to someone else as the example of what we are supposed to be.
That's human nature.
Okay.
Yes.
Well,
that
is human. It is
program.
Human
it's program.
Program. Exactly.
It's a program.
It's a
we
program.
Get that. We know that.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
So it's got nothing to do with nature.
Okay. Oh, you know, isn't that amazing how we use our words, and our words bind us and tie us?
Yep. Absolutely. All right. And so when we make the decision, because see, everything is us making a decision. When we make the decision that it is all right for us to trust ourselves and to go with what guidance we feel or get, what resonates with us in that moment, and we decide that we are all right being who we are, that we are all right allowing whatever energetics or whatever light or whatever words, some get it auditory, some get it visually, some get it energetically, you know, whichever way it comes to you, and you just go, okay.
Or always,
exactly.
Because I get them all, yes.
Okay. And, yes. And you say, I am all right with this. Bring it on. All right. Then it will expand within you. Mm. And you will expand. And then the next way of being will be shown to you. You don't have to create the way of being. It will be shown.
If you're open and ready to receive, of course.
When you're open and ready to receive, and actually, Edvige, even in duality, all right, people are always asking, I want to know my purpose. I want to know where I came from. I want to know what my past lives were. And I say to you, and I mean this from all of my being, that whatever you are doing is your purpose, because in there lies your lesson.
Amen. You know what? We have to really sit on that for a moment, because I too get that question almost every day.
Yeah.
And so, see, and it's so interesting, because in this time of awakening and all of these spiritual gurus coming out of the woodworks, everyone wants to be a healer. Everyone thinks they're a teacher and a healer. And we're all teachers and we're all students, so don't get me wrong in that aspect. But what I'm saying is, simply where you are and what you're doing is your purpose in this moment.
Yeah.
And so, what are the lessons right there, right now, that you have to move through? Your purpose is to awaken so that your soul can more freely move into you and you can become with who you truly are. That's your purpose.
Absolutely.
Anything else showing up just shows up, and that's wonderful. But right now, right where you are, your purpose is to get it.
Yep.
Your purpose is to connect with your higher self. Your purpose is to awaken and get into the flow. Right? Releasing what no longer serves you and taking on what does is your purpose. Yep.
That is where we are. Wherever you are is your purpose.
Beautiful.
All right. And then also at visual. As you get those lessons, and you said it in a different way, but as you do get the lesson, then you have grown.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, life has more to give you. It offers you more. It shows you more. It gives you more openings, more awakening.
Well, because you've been a good steward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? What do you do with what you have? And if you can't be happy with what you have, then the universe isn't going to give you more.
Right.
And so the joy is in the process. The joy is in the journey. And regardless of what the journey may look like right now, because, mm-hmm. you know, in our minds, we have this idea that it's supposed to be rosy and pink and all of these glorious things, mm-hmm. where, you know, there are detours. And all detours, all bumps in the road, you have to find the joy in the journey.
Yes. Even when they're black and blue. Okay.
Hello. Yes. And you find yourself in another country with people who aren't pleasant. Hello. It's the journey.
Yeah, it's the journey.
It's the journey. And as you can find your peace in that and your soul's purpose in that, and you work through that and get the lessons like Anthony, then you get more.
Yeah, of course. It is the lessons. Life is a continual lesson, a continual lesson from the day you were born until the day you transcend your vessel. And as long as you get those lessons, but you look at the majority of of people around you, society, the way we have been indoctrinated into not actually even relating to the highest being that we are.
Mm.
You know? Mm-hmm. You know, there's a movie called They Live. That is a profound piece. It was done a long time ago, sort of a B-rate movie. And I would say, without giving any of it away, I would say anyone who wants to gleam what we mean when we say wake up, have a look at that film. It's an old film in black and white with partial. It's sort of like sepia tones with Roddy Piper.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and Meg Forster. Okay.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So now, what's your take on this word enlightenment?
Enlightenment. So the ment or mento or the ending of the word to me is the form of action. So you know, it's sort of like, especially in Spanish, you know, they use like solamente,
mm-hmm.
but they will say solo to you, which means only. Both words mean only, but solamente means, oh no, just that one or only that, or, you know, it defines an action more so. So to me, that mente, because ment on the end is mente, is the same word. And there's a lot of things in languages that are universal. But once again, it's really simple. Break the word apart and see how it feels to you. It means the light within, or into the light, or light in you, or whichever way you cut it. It's about the movement and the light.
Mm.
Okay?
And so explain this light.
The light.
Yes.
Well, let's see how deep we can dig this. Okay. This is only my perception from my interaction with my life and the beings and the universe and all of that. Okay. I don't give it to anyone as the gospel. I do say, though, that we all share whatever one experiences. We all share that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So for me, this light is, as we come into the zero point, each time that pendulum swings from left to right or right to wrong or up to down, whichever way you want to call it, the duality. And each time it swings that way a little less and a little less, then you are gaining more and more, for lack of a better word, light or energy. Okay? Because you are eternal energy. And so everything that you are, your vessel, the planet, the veil that has been dropped, are all things that just literally keep you from connecting to divine source completely, where you have a knowledge of it. All right? I mean, you are connected. You can't live without it. Yet you cannot, because of your 3D parameters, see beyond the veil. Well, each time you let go and you come closer to the center, then you allow for a part of that veil to thin. It thins a bit more, and you get more light. And as you come to center point or zero point, then the light pours through you. You are connected then to all there is, and it is in a knowing way. No more guessing. You're back home. You're there. And that is what we're all here for. We are here to return to that from whence we came. And in this process, where we are in this time, returning to from whence we came is also an elevation. It is a graduation. So if you were a fourth dimensional being, you'll move into five dimensionality. If you were five, you'll be ready for six, wherever it is you came from. You know, depending on the bastion within that degree is where you will be going.
Where you'll be going, yeah.
All right. This is what this is all about, in my limited perspectives.
And so it really leads to that word ascension and the movement or the return up the harmonic scale.
Well, so it is, if people see it as, and it is, Christ was an energy, a Christed energy. It had nothing to do with a living man. Jesus was the son of Cleopatra. Well-educated, very wonderful being, studied all over the world, wrote incredible books, helped people. He was an incredible being, all right? Yet he is not what people considered or have learned as the myth of what we look at as Jesus Christ, all right?
That's a mouthful.
I guess. Okay.
You said the son of Cleopatra?
Yes, he was Cleopatra's son.
Oh, that's quite interesting.
Yeah. So, I only bring that up to say that what is Christed is the energy. That is the energy of Sananda or Isa and all the others, Buddha, the others that have carried that Christed energy, that zero point frequency where the light would flow through them, where they could reach out and heal, where they could speak with their words and change the things around them. That is a natural state of being. That Christed energy, right?
And, you know, since we're going there, what caused us to separate from that Christed energy? Because quite honestly, we were all there at one time.
We were all there at one time. Well, the Earth started off as a seventh dimensional galactic seed planet. So
yes,
that means she was in the higher vibrational frequency. You know, that's a whole lot, Edwige, from the planet being hijacked twice, from raiders coming to remove what resources had been planted on her, you know, Atlantis started on this planet as a seventh dimensional or as seventh dimensional beings, and this is only what I get. Someone else may get it differently. But Atlantis started as a seventh dimensional.
Now you're saying Atlantis. Do you mean Lemuria?
Well, yes, Lemuria, Atlantis. It came to a split when it was in 5D, where you had what were those who were reptoid, or not reptoids? I don't know. You had those who were reptilian and those who were humanoid. All right. Prior to that, the two races intermix because actually the reptilians are the creator gods. They actually make DNA. All right.
Okay. We'll have to come back to that because that definitely is leading us off the path
yes.
of ascension. That's a lot to take. Seer in me, would you please give out your email address and how people can reach you?
Yes, it's actually really easy. I'm at S-E-E-R at S-E-E-R-E-N dot M-E. So, Seer in Me. And my site is the same. It's http://S-E-E-R-E-N dot M-E. And that is my site. You'll find information on me and what I do, and also how to connect with me.
Absolutely. Perfect. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a short pause.
Okay.
Yes, indeed. Change your thinking, change your life. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, absolutely.
And so, Seer in me, oh my goodness, there's so much.
If I may, Edwige, you had asked me about this 3D, but mm-hmm. we fell back from 5D, all right? When Atlantis and Lemuria finally came to that ultimate destruction, that time when it literally destroyed itself. And then what was left of it fell back, and it became a lot of what we know as Greece and the Grecian islands, and Hawaii is part of that, and mm-hmm. Some of the islands in the Indian Ocean there. All right, but Greece still maintained a lot of that technology. They actually were, when they first came, using fifth-dimensional technology. And then as we regressed, because of the schema of how we began, or this thing, it became all about the self. It became all about greed, service to the self. And then there was also the infusion from the groups like the Orion group and the Alcyons, who all have always coveted this planet, that wanted to push us back to a place where we were manageable and controllable so that they could take us over and dominate us and take the planet.
They've been doing a really good job, I might add.
Oh, yes.
Through fear and everything that just causes us to feel so less than divine.
Yes. But yet and still, all of it is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are in a great moment, the time of awakening, where the wave, that Christed energy, flows through our universe again, elevating the state of consciousness.
Yeah. And so what's so amazing about this is, even though, yes, this planet has been hijacked, even though, yes, there are these programs in place, it all still is a part of the master plan, because as we work our way through all of these things, we are evolving the species of man, and we are, as we are working through it and learning the lessons and letting go of these things, we are stepping into who we truly are, realize God selves. And so the process is divine.
Yes.
The issue that we have is that we get so attached to how it looks and our conditioning as to how we think mm-hmm. it should be, right?
Right, right. And in the attachment to how it looks, that attachment is only because we want to perceive the outcome. And we can't.
We can't.
We can't do that. There's not one of us. I don't care how enlightened you are.
Isn't that the truth?
Okay. Yeah.
Because let's keep it real for a minute, because you and I have had some amazing conversations. If we could tell people some more things, you know, we can't share them on the air. But if we could share the things that we experience, the things that we know for ourselves, the part of holding the Lumerian seed, I have shared that with people. Just the part that's going on. And as much as we know what we know, there's so much that we still don't know.
No. And that is, once again, the lessons. As we get our lessons, because we're still, as long as you're here, you are in school.
Yes.
So as those lessons happen and you get one, then you get another part of it. Now some things, Edwige, you know, you were shown information years ago.
Yes.
All right. Yet and still, until you got the lesson 20 years later, you didn't know what it was about.
So true. I mean, okay, prime example, 12 years old, this beautiful, benevolent being coming into my bedroom, right? I'm looking at him, my eyes are open, and out the window I go, flying into the cosmos. I'd land on a bridge and dive into the depths of the ocean, swimming with whales and dolphins. Had not a clue. Now, this visitation's continued for 6 years.
Yes.
Do you think I ever knew what he was doing? Absolutely not. Not a clue. In fact, when he came back when I was 25, and I'm in California at this time, he's standing there the wee hours of the morning, about 6:30, the sun's coming up, and there he is again, looking at me, and I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And he says, checking your progress. I'm like, my progress? I don't even know what you're talking about. Not a clue. Progress in what? What? So, yeah, even those who are supposed to be awakened, yeah, it's a process.
It's a process. Always lessons to be learned.
Yeah.
Always, you know.
Yeah.
So we are in the moment of time itself collapsing, you know. And the truth is, Advisas, is so many are still just asleep. You know, they have taken on the manufactured need. See, need this need to keep the illusion alive. I gotta go to work. I gotta make money. I gotta have a car. I gotta have a new house. How am I gonna do this? How am I gonna do that?
You know, that's a trap.
It's the trap.
It's a trap that keeps you stuck in that old matrix. Now, here's the thing. You know, 2015 is right around the corner. Mm-hmm. We have stepped onto the new earth. We will step more fully into it. 2015. And what does that look like? You know, everyone that I'm getting, and I'm sure you as well, they are, you know, that pendulum's really swinging.
Yeah.
And they still have so much more stuff and gunk, as I call it in my book, gunk, to clear.
Yeah.
Well, this process, when 2015 comes, if those things have not been cleared, they will find themselves in quite a quandary, to be quite honest, because the new earth will not allow anything less than integrity and divine light. And so where you are, you will start to spiral around in that. Basically, you know, and we've had this conversation before as well, that, you know, the earth is a beautiful, loving, sentient being.
Mm-hmm.
And those people who are continuing in 3D will continue so, living out their experience and, you know, on up the ladder here. So it actually begins, folks, next year in, what, 3 months, 4 months, whatever, how long it is to January. And we're going to find ourselves starting to be in that spiral of what that frequency is. So it's of the utmost importance. And that's why so many people coming to me are feeling such an urgency to clear as rapidly the stuff that they can clear. We can only clear, you and I can only clear what you are ready to release.
Yeah.
And
Well, Edvish, this thing is, though, is that anyone who genuinely is sincere, well, no, not sincere. Anyone who genuinely feels that they want to move on, all right, then the universe will not leave anyone with an absolute genuine conditioning within them behind. All right. It doesn't mean placating the universe. It doesn't mean placating us.
Mm-hmm.
All right. A lot of those that come to you are those that will help and assist others. I know that everyone that comes to me, I can literally over the years, everyone who comes to me is a higher human.
Yes, but, I totally agree. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. All right. that we are assisting them in clearing so they can go forth and keep assisting others.
Keep it going. Yep.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. So we are spiraling out that way. Yet that honest, genuine, heartfelt desire, all right, that heartfelt connection to the universe is what it will take.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, by contrast, if you want to keep sitting here in this place of money and greed and pestilence and your brand new Cadillac or your brand new Mercedes and how many houses you own, you know, and yeah, I got a pocket full of money. I had a man tell me just last month, he says, yeah, I got a lot of money. And he meant it, you know, and he meant it from that standpoint of, you ain't got none. I got a lot of it. So the hell with you.
He meant it from the standpoint of, I'm better than you because
absolutely.
I'm basing my value on
his
what's
value
in my bank account. And
absolutely.
That's where his faux pas.
Yeah, that's a faux pas. All right. So he's a repeater. All right.
Mm-hmm.
He gets another 26,000 years to repeat this cycle. All right. You know, that is the choices we're making. People remember that even when you don't make a choice, you are making the choice not to make the choice.
And that's a choice.
That's a choice.
And hear us, because we're not saying money is bad. By no means money bad, because as children of the universe, of the stars, it is God's good pleasure to see us joyful, peaceful, prosperous, happy. All those things, that's our divine birthright. However, those things should not be what control us. They should not be our motivator. It's not what gets you up in the morning.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is not you. It is
correct.
Just a tool.
Yep.
Right. And this is the difficult part, Edvige, because awakening, enlightenment, is to know. I tell my clients that it is, if you see yourself sitting still and you look at your life and you see yourself always reaching for something, your hands are always going to grab, then you're not, it's not happening. If you see yourself sitting still and you can literally see a ripple cascade out from your heart to everything around you, and whatever you need or require is my word, whatever you require, it comes flowing through that ripple to you.
So easily, in fact.
It'll show up no matter what. It'll show up. And you're not sitting there going, oh, got to get this, got to get that, let me get that, blah, 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 blah. You sit still in your knowingness,
nope.
In that beingness, actually. I be, therefore I do.
And it's beautiful. And that's really, if nothing else from this, hear this, that it's about quieting yourself.
Yes.
And all the need to mm-hmm. be busy and sit still, you know, mm-hmm. move into that heart space and operate from that space. And when you can truly operate from that space of grace, everything that you desire will come to you with the greatest of ease.
Yeah, it'll come. And see, I may say, though, and it is not about your desires. It is often about what's required for you to live that life in the way that expresses it, that you came here to originally give forth to the rest of the world.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, that absolutely makes sense because, you know, and it's so true because desire can always sometimes be equated to your ego and just wanting stuff.
Yes.
So, you know, that's not where we're going. But, yeah, what, you know, that there's enough of all the things required for your existence so that mm-hmm. you can have, you know, your existence and it be comfortable.
And if it is required, that your existence, such as the princess I know, okay.
Who, me?
If it's required that she be more of a princess and she have a little more luxury so that she can express this and so she can do that, then that comes into the life.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. And that's so true. You see, again, going back to, okay, what is your purpose, right? We're serving our purpose here. And even though you and I are doing so much of the same work and some of the same beautiful gifts, mm-hmm. our core of what we're each doing is just slightly different. And so how I clear and what I'm here doing affords me to be, like you said, the princess.
The princess.
Because, don't be jealous, dear. No, I love you. I know. We're kidding. And yours is a rougher road because of what they're here to do, right. You know? And so it's just so interesting how, it is a part of our soul purpose, and our soul purpose, based on what it is, allows us to live a certain way.
Right. And even in that, it always shows up.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it will. It will always show up. So I live a lot closer to the bone. Okay.
But all your daily needs are always met with enough to spare.
Yep.
And to share. That will always, beyond any shadow of any doubt, that will always be.
Yep.
Regardless, I mean, that's just the way it is. Yep. When you step into your power and you allow this universal creator to move through you and you're in the flow, you will always have that flow. You will always be given that.
Well, it's always what you require.
Yes.
And then, when we are there, then, Edvige, then we get to touch others. There's a little boy that I see here on the streets every day while I sit and have, you know, a smoothie. And since I've been here, I have never seen him in a clean shirt. Hmm. And but he always comes over and he always says hi. He's always respectful. He always shakes your hand. Okay? And I know that just by acknowledging him, that assists him in
Absolutely.
His life.
Mm-hmm.
He has that smile because someone recognizes him.
Acknowledges, yes.
Someone mm-hmm. does. I mean, you can't do it for all, but that one that you exchange those moments with, then you are actually contributing to their life.
Indeed. And that's the ripple. It's going out and it's going to impact him. You know, that was the one thing about that movie Gladiator, which was an absolutely awful movie. But, you know, my husband being the warrior gladiator had to go see it, right?
Right.
Me, the silly girl, had to go with him. but that one moment when he said, what you do in a moment has a ripple effect and will go, not only does it go out, I mean, it goes out.
Yes, it does.
It goes out. Generationally speaking, even, it can go out. And so that is why it's so important, especially in the work that I do. I teach about getting off of autopilot. Yeah. Auto is not your friend. I've coined it. Auto is not your friend. Because on autopilot, you do things that are not serving your best and highest good. And to awaken, you must do so consciously. So you have to be aware mm-hmm. of your thoughts, of your words, of your actions, because they have an impact on everyone you come into contact with.
Right. Absolutely.
Let's briefly talk about the relinquishing frequency for harmonics.
The relinquishing frequency for harmonics. Oh. You know, Edvige, once again, we're speaking of something that's different.
Keep it simple, though, because we want people to really get this to the bare bones, simple.
Yeah.
The state of being in harmony.
In harmony. It is simply, once again, your zero point, that place where you are in balance. So when you are like with life or your health or work or anything, where you are out of balance, where you are rushing to and fro, where you are reaching and grabbing, then your harmonics are in a state of chaos. And as you begin to settle, then everything else begins to settle, then your harmonics come into a greater state of balance. It's sort of, if you could see the wave of music as it's playing, if you were to watch it on an oscilloscope, and you see it playing, and the higher up you turn the volume, the more scattered the wave becomes. And the lower you turn the volume, the more concise, persist the wave becomes. This is where we want to be. Our harmonics, we are throwing and projecting our energies, our harmonics, into everything around us. We're throwing it at politics, we're throwing it at the newspaper, we throw it at the TV commentator, we throw it at the guy at work, we throw it at the bus driver, we throw it at the guy at the grocery store. When in truth, when we can just hone our harmonics, that state where we feel ourselves literally at a very easy, congenial pace, that it's like having a vibrating tune within yourself as you
and
walk.
And for me, that's zero.
Yeah, and that zero place, or as close to it as possible, then you are in that range where life will bring you all that there is for you.
How then do we release the I for the divine?
Oh, that just takes conscious work. It really does. It becomes a practice. It is like that little three-letter word that people use that is bantied about everywhere, that TR with the Y at the end. You know, it's an impossible word. You can't do it. You either do something or you don't. Yet everyone has been hijacked into thinking that they can actually do that. And they use it. They slather it on toast like butter. It's not possible. All right. So it is the same thing. The I is just small. The I is all a part of the ego. And the ego is for protecting your body here in 3D. That's what that is for. It is not about some grandiose I that makes things happen. You are part of the whole. Therefore, you are a multiple. You are integrated into all that there is.
And would that be considered the collective consciousness?
Well, we still have our singular consciousness, our singularity, right? And yet we are a part of the whole. I make way lace to the word collective. I would go as it is the communion of consciousness, whereby, you know, when we elevate up the scale, Edvige, and into the higher range, higher range. Of harmonics or frequency, then you can hear the thoughts of everyone else. Right?
Yes.
So therefore, you don't have to turn them on or turn them off. You literally allow them to be, so that they are not there as a template of what you are. They're just there. And you can pick or choose from them, or you can leave them alone.
Makes sense.
So you are then in communion.
Yes, in harmony.
In harmony with all.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
So we are actually towards the end of this.
Already, my goodness.
Can you? I know. It's amazing. It's amazing. I would say it's amazing how time flies. Yeah, beautiful. I want to thank you, Seer in Me. Boy, what a gift. Share your website again.
Yeah, it's http:// seeren.me. And just look me up. Everything's on the site. You can contact me for sessions, or you can contact me. Actually, we have a Facebook page, too. It is the same address, the SEERENME is the Facebook page.
So like him and follow. And, of course, follow me, Affirmations for Living. I'm on Facebook as well. You can download my app, Awakened, A-W-A-K-E-N-E-D, Awakened. And I'd love to hear from you. So if you want to connect, please do so. Until next time, know that you are loved. Know that you are appreciated. Know that you matter, for indeed you do. Take care. This is Dr. Edvige. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Affirmations for Living with Edvige. Join us again next week, Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit my Facebook page, download my app, Awakened, and visit my website, affirmationsforliving.net. And remember, be the change that you want to see. Until next time, this is Reverend Dr. Edvige. Namaste.